Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's pretty shocking that I somehow managed to stay alive even after this horrifying incident. I'm a lawyer who recently just opened my firm after gaining a good reputation, but 4 years back, life wasn't easy for me. I came from a very needy family where my mom had to work 2 jobs and part-time on weekends to raise 3 kids. My dad was a drug addict who got sentenced to life imprisonment for murdering his boss. My elder sister, Shelley, followed my father's footsteps and left home at the age of 14 with her crackhead boyfriend. We never heard from her again. At the same time, my little sister, Judy, and I turned out to be normal human beings who value life too much to throw it away like our father and our oldest sister. After finishing high school, I finished college with a full scholarship. Thanks to God, I happened to be a good student. Judy also got a job in the preschool as a teacher, and our mom, who never had a peaceful life, finally had a peaceful death, knowing that 2 of her children did well with their life. Judy and I see each other on holidays, but somehow we grew apart with time. Being a lawyer, I could barely make time for myself, so once I got my first job in a prestigious law firm, all I cared about was work. This incident happened during that time. It was a Saturday night, and I won my first case, which was a big deal for me. My seniors approached me for my commendable efforts, and finally, in a long time, I felt the need to celebrate. I wanted to keep it short. I left the office and took a cab. As I drove past the nightclubs, I realized I was in no mood to be around loud music and party animals. I Googled for small pubs nearby. I was scrolling through all my options when I noticed a Hooters outlet located at the highway. I asked the cab driver to take me there. I've been to the Hooters before with some clients and colleagues. We left the city and got onto the highway. After a quiet drive, the cab dropped me off at the location. Being located on the outskirts, I expected cars and bikes outside, but surprisingly, none were there. The lights were on, and the entrance door had a hung-up open sign, so I was sure it was open. Ignoring this hunch, I stepped in. If I had taken that sign seriously back then, my life would have been different. That's why people say you should trust your instincts. Stepping inside the restaurant, I got even more surprised. The place was in full swing. Men were drinking beers, laughing and flirting with the beautiful Hooters girls. No one could tell from the outside that there were so many people in here. I could tell that every man around here was heavily drunk. Their eyes had the drowsy stare, and their faces were all flushed with the hit of the toxins. A big fat guy was sitting at a table with 2 Hooters girls on both sides. I've been to many Hooters, but something about this one seemed weird. I sat down at the bar and ordered a beer and some chicken wings for myself. 3 rows beside me, a bony drunk guy was sitting with a zoned out face and staring at the beer mug. He observed the brewing bubbles inside the glass mug and smiled on his own. I watched him doing all these drunk stunts when a sweet voice talked to me. "Hi, handsome." I turned around and saw a blonde Hooters girl standing beside me, holding my beer and chicken wings on a tray. The Hooters official uniform accentuates her figure in all the right places. I've never been a flirt, but there was something in the way she looked at me that I couldn't shake her off. When she realized I was taking too long to answer her, she let out a teasing chuckle and said, "Did the cat catch your tongue, handsome?" "Yeah, I mean, no. Sorry, hi." "So, what do people call you?" "I'm Jake, and, You are?"
"I'm Natalie."
Tonight, I'll be your Hooters girl. Just let me know if you need anything. I'm right around the corner. She placed my order on the table and gave a heart-wrenching smile before walking away. This all felt so unexpected to me. I mean, people occasionally flirt in Hooters or any pub, but she was going completely out of line. I was stunned to see that she had no fear of drawing creeps to her with such attitude. I was feeling very hungry, so I concentrated on my food. The chicken wings were amazing, and the beer tasted strong. I don't drink much, but anyone could tell those normal beers don't taste like this. I was about to shove the last piece of chicken wings in my mouth when I overheard a conversation. It was that bony, drunk man sitting at some distance talking to another beautiful Hooters girl.
"I think I should go home now. I'm drunk. My wife will be angry."
"But what about all the fun you're having here? Won't you miss that?"
"Yeah, I will. But it's been 2 days I'm here."
"You're so funny. You've only been here for hours. You're so drunk, mister."
"Are you sure?"
"Yes, I am. Come on, come here with me. I've got something special for you." The man got up and followed the girl like her pet dog. What made me worried was him saying that he was here for 2 days. Was he telling the truth? But how could that be? I mean, he is obviously too drunk to realize what the hell he was saying. I ignored this and decided to have another beer. I live alone, so there was no rush to go home. My eyes kept on searching for Natalie when I heard chaos. The fat guy sitting at the table with the two Hooters girls has now got up from his seat. He could barely stand when I saw Natalie walking up to him. The fat guy drooled seeing Natalie coming closer to him and laughed in a pretty bizarre way. All the other men inside the restaurant were either passing out or drinking themselves to sleep, so no one bothered to pay any attention to this guy. I was the sober guy amongst them all, so I couldn't help but notice this freaking weird scenario. Natalie stopped in front of the man and ran her magical fingers on his cheek. "Do you like me?"
"Yes, a lot."
"Then will you do anything for me?" A hypnotized look appeared in his eyes as he stared at Natalie and said,
"Of course."
Something about this place, these girls, these men, weren't normal at all. Everything was so messed up here. I was thinking about leaving when the unexpected happened. Natalie took out an ice pick from the buckets of ice placed on the table and smiled creepily. She then raised the sharp ice pick to the man and said, "Stab your hand with this."
What?
"If you do this, you'll get a kiss. Don't you want a kiss from me?"
"Yes, I do."
"Then do it. Now." The man took the ice pick from her and started stabbing his left hand vigorously. While he screamed in pain, all the Hooters girls began to laugh like enchanted witches. There was something in their accumulated laughter that made my bones chill. A cold rush of fear made my heart beat faster. What is this place? Who are these girls? Slowly, I realized that every man here was intoxicated. Something in that beer made him forget everything and believe that he was having a great time here. The fat guy was bleeding terribly, and no one tried to help him. All the other men didn't even notice, and the girls just laughed hysterically, like they were watching a comedy show. Taking advantage of this, I ran to the exit door, but I found it locked.
"Where do you think you're going, handsome?"
I turned around and saw Natalie standing behind me. There was no beauty in her face. She looked ferocious, like a predator. "Please, let me go."
"But why do you want to leave now? The party has just started. We're going to have so much fun."
I noticed a big rusty key attached to her waist, and I didn't waste a second more. I punched her hard in the face and made her tooth fall out. She screamed like a hyena and fell to the ground, holding her jaw. I snatched the key from her, took the one opportunity, and unlocked the door. I could hear the Hooters girl screaming and running towards me like a hungry wolf pack, but I ran for my life. I ran and ran until their screams faded away. I can't explain how I reached home that night, but I remember paying $100 to the truck driver who gave me a lift on that highway. He was probably stunned. He had no idea what a huge help he did for me. I wanted to go to the cops and take them to that sick Hooters outlet, but I'm scared that I might not come back alive if I go there again. Those girls were messed up more than any scary horror movie. Fear is real. That much I can guarantee. After a couple of low-paid, inferior jobs, I was on the verge of living in the streets. I was about to call my dad for some money when my roommate Kathy said, "You know, Hooters is taking new girls. You can easily get the job. But let me tell you, at times, you might cross paths with some creeps." "As a woman, I do that quite often." "Are you sure?" "Yeah, the girl who works with me in the department store told me yesterday. I think you should give it a try. I heard they pay well." Taking her advice, I went to the Hooters outlet the next day. It was a pretty secluded area adjacent to the woods. The long highway stood like a pathway to another world. Even in the daylight, the area was pretty stranded. I went in and saw two men doing maintenance work and a man in his late 50s watching them with a strict eye. Seeing me walk in, he looked at me and scanned me from head to toe.
"Yes?"
"My name is Olivia. I heard you were in search of employees."
"Hooters girl."
Sorry?
"I'm looking for another Hooters girl. Where do you stay?"
2 blocks away."
"You can go home with Riley then."
"What?"
"There are rules here. 1, always wear the uniform during shifts. 2, make the customers feel comfortable. And 3, never go home alone after work. You can start from tomorrow."
"Thank you so much. I needed this job."
"Pick up a set of new uniforms from the shelf in the corner, and don't be late."
The owner was a blunt and cut to the chase guy, so I picked up my uniform without any more delay and left. I knew that the only reason he selected me was my physical features, which did make me uncomfortable, but beggars can't be choosers. The next day, I arrived at Hooters, all decked up. 3 other girls were standing inside the restaurant, getting ready to receive customers. I walked to them and introduced myself. They were all nice to me. They gave me tips on how to handle creeps and pushovers tactfully. I asked them where Riley was, to which they replied, "She is on leave today." Once the door sign changed to open, various kinds of people started to come in. The restaurant got filled with people. We started serving drinks and food while keeping a charming smile on our faces. Though most customers behaved nicely, there were some creeps indeed. A guy was flirting relentlessly with all of us. Whenever someone went to his table, he would compliment our body and call this place heaven repeatedly. My coworker Samantha was a smart girl. Instead of going into any argument, she got that man hella drunk so that he kept quiet for a while. Being my first day, I was nervous, but putting on a confident face at the same time. 3 hours went by without any trouble. Customers came and went like sea waves. I expected the night to get over like this when I heard jingling of boots behind me. I was standing with my back turned to the entrance, so I didn't see the customer who had just stepped in. I may have never looked back, if not for the girl at the following table, who kept staring behind me with a startled face. I turned around and saw a man dressed like Freddy Krueger sitting near the bar. It was neither Halloween nor a themed night at the restaurant, so his costume immediately set all eyes on him. But he was pretty casual with the attention and didn't seem to get bothered by it. His costume was so point on that even the burnt scars covering his partial face seemed real. He was looking around the restaurant when our eyes met. As soon as he saw me, a filthy grin appeared on his face, and he waved at me with his metallic fingernails. Getting creeped out by his behavior, I turned my back to him and went to attend another table. I could feel that he was watching my every single move. Samantha came to me and said, "Do you see that jackass? Must be a huge fan of horror movies. Doesn't he give you the creeps?" "Come on, don't think so much. You're doing great. Don't let anything mess that up. Also, in a few hours, you'll be going home." "Yeah, but till then, he's going to sit there and watch me." Samantha assured me that there was nothing to worry about, but my anxiety kept rising every time I looked at him. Slowly, the night came to an end. It was close to midnight, and we were getting ready to close when I heard a spooky voice behind me.
"Can I get your number?"
With a shocked face, I turned back and saw that the man, dressed as Freddy Krueger, was now standing behind me. He smiled even bigger. I didn't want to give him any attention, so I came out strong. "We are past closing hours, sir. Have a good night."
"That's not the answer to my question."
"Maybe you should stop asking stupid questions then."
"You are so much more than I expected. You know all of our lives are just a dream."
"I think you're too drunk to realize you are not the real Freddy Krueger. It's time to go home, so scoot." I took a step to leave when he obscured my way and looked into my eyes. The death stare he gave me made my body numb. His smile faded, and furious anger took over his face. He then leaned on my face and said in a chilling voice,
"This is not over yet."
He walked out, and I sat down on the chair, covered in sweat. Samantha gave me a glass of water and told me to report the owner about this guy immediately if he comes tomorrow. We all wrapped up and left for home. Samantha gave me a lift to the next block and then went on her way home. She lived in the opposite direction, so I had no other choice than to walk home by myself. It was a 10 to 12 minute walk, but it felt like a lifetime that night. The streets were empty. A stray dog barked at some distance and then disappeared behind the bush. The silence around me was so haunting that I was getting scared hearing my own footsteps. I was halfway through when I heard a cackle. Turning around, what I saw still gives me nightmares. The man in the Freddy Krueger costume was running at me at full speed, raising his sharp metal claws like a deranged psychopath. I screamed at the top of my lungs and started to run for my life. The fact that he followed me all this way was enough to incline that he wanted me by the hook or the crook. He was laughing like a maniac, enjoying my fear. I was wearing heels, which is why it wasn't easy to increase the pace, but I also didn't have the time to take my shoes off. I knew that if I stopped, he would catch me. And if he catches me, he will shred me into pieces. I dialed 911 while running, not knowing where I was going. But before I could make the call, a huge rock hit me hard on my wrist, and I fell to the ground, breaking my leg. I fell so dangerously that my broken bones sprung up underneath my skin. It was a horrible scene to see a bone of my body coming out like that, and the pain was excruciating. The man laughed and stopped in front of me as I suffered lying on the ground. "Why are you doing this?"
"Told you, life is just a dream. But you didn't listen to me."
"Look, you wanted my number, right? Fine, you can have my number."
"See, that's why skinny witches like you get treated like this. You silly girls, don't listen the first time." You all think you own the world because you are beautiful, and everyone else is just filth and dirt. I didn't ask for these scars, but Freddy gave me another reason to live. When I saw him in the movie, I realized he's the one I'm supposed to be in life.
You're just ill. Please, it doesn't have to be this way. Let me help you.
I am not ill. I will make you just like me now. Saying this, he raised his metal claws and was all but ready to strike on my face when I kicked him between the legs and he fell on the ground in pain. As soon as he did, I grabbed the rock and smashed his head with it. With one tough blow, the man passed out. I called 911 and waited there until the cops arrived. The cops came and took him into custody. He was unconscious the entire time. Then they took me to the nearby hospital for treatment. I lost a lot of blood and had to stay a month in the hospital. The man is now behind bars, and I hope he never walks free.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.